in the Greenhorns category, we have Mountain View Adventist Academy, team number two. First place in the Veterans category. And this award goes to the Charles Adams Anglican High School.
Nine schools advanced to the finals of the robotics competition, including the St. Joseph's Convent Maria Corps, the Mountain View Adventist Academy, the St. Martin Secondary, the Beckway Seventh Day Adventist Secondary, the Trimaco Ontario Secondary, the Bookament B Secondary, the Petit Baudel Secondary, the Bishop's College Kingstown, and the Beckway Community High School. Chief Executive Officer of the National Center for Technological Innovation, Petrus Gums, said while a lot of students shine in the competition, there are those who shy away simply because their schools don't provide the program.
As we progress with this particular program, year after year, we are still amazed at the fact that a lot of our students still shine in the area of coding, development, and ideas creation. Our sister company, the NTRC, also have the iSquare competition, which also bring out that level of creativity as well. One of the challenges that we have been having for a very long time is that a lot of students are running away from the information technology sector because they assume too much maths is inside of it. What also we notice is that some schools are choosing not to be part of the competition because they state that they don't have an IT program in their schools that could support, you know, the actual learning of this application. But the NCTI is here to kind of rest those issues at ease.
Petrus Gums, Chief Executive Officer of the National Center for Technological Innovation. Officer within the Curriculum Development Unit of the Ministry of Education, Betty Austin, disclosed that over 30 teams from various secondary schools were involved in the competition.
Over 30 teams from various secondary schools across St. Vincent and the Grenadines have gathered here not only to compete, but to imagine, design, and solve problems with creativity and determination. What the NCTI has done is much more than a robotics competition. It is a powerful demonstration of quality education in action. Education that is innovative, inclusive, and aligned with the demands of a rapidly evolving world. When our students engage in robotics, they are not simply learning how to code and assemble machines. They are developing mindset. Research has shown that coding and robotics strengthen problem-solving, collaboration, and critical thinking skills. These are skills that are essential for navigating the AI revolution and the world that Generation Beta will inherit.
Officer within the Curriculum Development Unit of the Ministry of Education, Betty Austin. The competition was sponsored by the Kingstown Cooperative Credit Union, KCCU. Marketing Officer at the KCCU, Ruth Stowe, said the credit union was pleased to be part of the initiative.
At KCCU, we remain committed to supporting youth development through initiatives like these that enhance youth technological literacy. And we also take this opportunity to encourage you to pursue strong financial habits that will help you to achieve your ever-changing and evolving career goals. As you continue your journey, we encourage you to use what you have learned to uplift others, share your knowledge, inspire your peers and others around you, and help to build a stronger, more empowered community.
Marketing Officer at the KCCU, Ruth Stone. Special recognition was given to the youngest team, students of the St. Joseph's Convent, Maria Corps. An award was also presented to students of the Sandy Bay Secondary School. In the Greenhorns category, third place went to the Beckway SDA Secondary School. Second place went to the St. Joseph's Convent, Maria Corps, while first place went to the Mountain View Adventist Academy. In the Veterans or Advanced category, third place went to the Mountain View Adventist Academy. Second place, Bishop's College, Kingstown. With today's special report, I am Gilon Brown.